Captain Coleman, and a very, very happy 30th birthday to 2RPH, of course, and joining us now on the line to help us celebrate our 30th, but also to find out how Australian of the Year is going. We have the one, the only, Ita Buttrose. Hello, Ita.
Hello, Jono.
Thank you very much for joining us. How's it going? I have to ask you, how is Australian of the Year going? Are you exhausted yet?
I'm sure I will be by the end of the year. There's quite a lot of things one has to do and a lot of invitations and travelling. But look, it's going to be very interesting and I'm looking forward to whatever the year brings.
Absolutely. And we're very proud of you that not only all the work you do for Australian of the Year, but also with your other work for charities like Alzheimer's and macular degeneration. And we just took a vote, myself and Nikki here at 2RPH, because it is our 30th anniversary. We thought we would make you an honorary ambassador for the radio station, like myself and Dano are as well. So would you accept our honorary ambassadorship?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Small round of applause.
Thank you very much.
It won't cost you anything. And in fact, it's just great because I think a lot of people over the years have been involved with this station and other stations for people who have problems with reading and who use the station to hear the newspapers, to read the magazines and the financial review and all those sort of things. But they don't have to actually physically sit there and read it because their eyes don't work.
No, look, it's a great concept. And I think the radio station does an extraordinary service to a very commendable 30th anniversary and here's to the next 30 wonderful years.
Absolutely. Well, I've got my fingers crossed to make sure that all the funding still keeps coming through, but it is something that is important to a lot of people. I guess also for people who are driving around using this radio station to help with their English, people who don't have English as their first language, and also people who are just wanting to find out what the news is all about and what's happening in the magazines and the newspapers. So you're such a busy person, Ita. Do you have time to sit down and enjoy reading the newspapers and the magazines?
I try to keep up with the news. If I still read newspapers, I download them sometimes and I buy them as well. I do like the old version in print. There's something about the ink, I think, Jonathan, that just gets to me, you know. But sometimes when I'm travelling, I download newspapers and I read them that way. And yeah, I try to keep up with the magazines. Often when I'm flying somewhere, I get a chance to read a magazine and I have a look around and see what they're all doing.
I guess my first experience with newspapers was eating fish and chips out of a newspaper. And in that way, I would read a little article and then have a few more bits of fish.
Well, they used to say, you know, today's mistake is tomorrow's fish and chips.
That's right, exactly, exactly. Now, with the Australian of the Year, is it a blessing for someone in your position who is always trying to promote good charity work that you're doing and you're involved in so many things and telling people about your work, whether it's be Alzheimer's or macular degeneration, and now, of course, people who have problems reading newspapers and things, but is it something that you have time to do all these things? Do you find that there's not enough Ita Buttrose time?
I think I could do with a clone. But you just accept that it's going to be a very busy year and you try to fit in as much as you can. You can't do everything. So I try and sort of spread myself around, if I could put it that way. You know, I try to do something in Queensland and something in Darwin on the weekend because I was up there for Alzheimer's Australia. So I did an Australian of the Year brunch where I talked about becoming Australian of the Year and then encouraged people at the brunch to nominate other Australians for the 2014 award because there are often people doing fantastic things in the community who probably should be recognised, and sometimes we all forget to put their names forward. So the brunch in Darwin was a reminder. There's somebody doing something wonderful up here in the Territory. Brag about them. Let people know.
Absolutely. And I guess the thing is that people have sort of grown up with Ita Buttrose in so many different ways, whether they saw the paper giants or whether they've seen you on TV over the years in various current affairs modes and on 60 Minute stories or documentaries or banging a drum for some other charity thing.
Seize the moment, I always say.
Seize the moment, as Ita always says. Absolutely. Do you think that with the work for Alzheimer's and macular degeneration and radio for the print handicapped, do you think that people are a little bit charitied out? Do you think there's a little bit of, oh, just leave me alone, I just want to watch the sport? Do you think that there is a bit of...
No, I don't. I think probably there's a bit of donor resistance, but I think in terms of raising awareness about macular degeneration and raising awareness about dementia, no, I don't think people weary of that at all. I think they're quite appreciative of being reminded. So, you know, if we talk about macular degeneration, the reminder is if it's in your family, you have 50% risk of getting the disease. So you should always have your macula checked and you should follow the lifestyle eating program that we recommend that includes fish 2 or 3 times a week and green leafy vegetables and fresh fruit every day. And with dementia, the most important thing to remember is that nobody should feel a sense of shame for having a diagnosis of dementia because it's not a natural part of aging. It's a chronic disease And you know, that's what people need to keep in mind. It's a chronic disease, and there should be no stigma attached with having it.
Absolutely. And I guess that's what Radio for the Print Handicapped is all about as well. So for people who do have macular degeneration and maybe didn't get it in time, or for people who are getting to a ripe old age like myself and yourself, God forbid, and that we notice that we have to wear our glasses more often, and some people have lost their sight over the years.
Well, wearing glasses is not a problem because it restores your vision. I mean, you know, normally if you get your bright glasses and you get them properly fitted and you get a proper prescription, you'll have 100% vision with your glasses. But with the other vision loss, people seem to think that perhaps as they get older, they'll have a problem with their eyes. But any problem with your eyes, any difficulty with vision, should send you off to the optician immediately or your eye specialist for an eye test, because eyes aren't meant to misbehave in any way, shape or form. So you need to find out what the problem is. It mightn't be anything serious at all, but you always need to get your eyes checked.
Yeah, it's incredible that these days on a lot of commercial radio stations, especially ones that cater for a certain age group, say your 2UEs and your 2GBs, they actually are running adverts these days for having your macula checked. So I guess it is flagpoled in people's brains a bit more now that there are so many things that we need to get checked when we get over the age of 50.
That's what the Macular Degeneration Foundation does. That's its role, to remind people to get their macula checked. And since 2005, there's been a significant increase in awareness in the population about macular degeneration and about the need to get your macula checked. The biggest thing we find people don't absorb, the message they still have to absorb, is if it's in your family, you have a 50% risk of getting it. Therefore, you should always get your macula checked if you're over 50, and you should certainly follow the lifestyle and eating program that we recommend.
And I think the last time we chatted on the radio, probably on the John Lowandano Show, was about... You put out a book about how you lost weight and kept your weight off, and how you're going with your healthy lifestyle.
I'm very health conscious because, you know, we've got longevity beckoning all of us, and I don't see the point of having longevity available to us if we're not fit and well to enjoy it. So I'm a passionate believer in preventative health measures, but the many chronic diseases that affect Australians are often caused by lifestyle choices, are caused by what we put in our mouth and our lack of exercise. So, you know, the onus is on all of us to take more responsibility for ourselves, and preventative health is the way to go.
And also, let's face it, for people like me who've got kids who are in their sort of mid to late teens, where they take a lot of advice or non-advice from their parents, and if they see myself and my wife doing the wrong thing, or if they see you doing the wrong thing, then they say, well, it's all right for Ita Buttrose, it's all right for John O'Coleman, and, you know, why should I care about getting fit and healthy or eating the right thing?
That's right. That's what Dad does or Mum does or whatever. But I was always a great walker, and I have to tell you, both my kids, now that they are grown up and have children of their own, they are great walkers because I always took them walking with me.
Well, that's fantastic. And do you think that when this Australian of the Year 2013 comes to an end, what are you working on at the moment, Ita?
Enjoying life, Jonathan. Well, what am I working on at the moment? Well, I'm very busy on the professional speaker circuit. I do a lot of work on the professional speaker circuit right around Australia. I've got a plan to write another book. I'm not sure I'm going to get to it this year. I think it's going to be a 2014 project by the look of my schedule. You do need some time to think when you're writing a book. And I advise a few companies on brand marketing, and I'm going to continue to do that. And then my work with Alzheimer's will keep me very busy this year, because we're concentrating this year on the need to raise more money for medical research, the need to find out why people get dementia and why it attacks the brain that it does.
Yeah.
And then Macular Degeneration Foundation, I have a fairly full ongoing role with them as well. So I've got a portfolio of interests, I think is how you describe it, and now I've got the work that I'm doing in my capacity as Australian of the Year.
And, of course, your ambassadorship here for the Radio for the Print Handicapped at 2RPH.
Absolutely. I left the best to last.
Yeah, we'll send out your robes and your remnants and have the photograph taken and everything. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Ita, we're talking to Ita Buttrose, of course. It is Radio 2RPH, Radio for the Print Handicapped, celebrating 30 years on the air. Ita, I wanted to ask you, on those rare days when you have a day off, or you've got half a day off and you just decide to kick back and enjoy yourself, what is your favourite thing to do in Sydney, or what is your favourite place in Sydney?
I like to take the dog for a very long walk in Centennial Park.
And how long will that walk go for?
Oh, if I can make it go for an hour and a quarter or something like that, I'm very happy. It's just the most beautiful park, and we're blessed to have it in Sydney. It's so close to the city when you think about it, and it's lovely. You can walk in the rough. You can walk with people if you want to, but if you want to be on your own, there's plenty of areas in the park where you can go off and be alone and just walk with the dog and just think how beautiful it is, how beautiful the trees are, the smells in the air, the blue of the sky. It's beautiful.
And do people leave you alone when you're wandering around Hyde Park or Centennial Park? Or...
Yeah, they do. They might say hello, Isa, but that's all right. That's the dog's looking nice. You chat just like you normally do. That's fine. I don't have a problem with it.
And what about when you take the dog for this nice, healthy walk around the park? Are you one of those people that takes the little plastic bag with you? Or what do you do when your dog leaves?
I do what you're meant to do. You pick it up, you bag it, and you throw it away in one of the receptacles that's provided in the park.
God, you're good, Isa. What I tend to do is let Margot. I said, I think your dog has done something here in Manly, darling. I think it's your turn to pick up the steaming messenger.
Yes, I've noticed men seem to have a problem doing the right thing occasionally as far as their dog goes. We know you're the weakest sex, Jonathan.
We are the weakest link. So you love to take a walk and just wander around. What about with the family? I mean, with things like Christmas and Easter and Australia Day and Anzac Day, when we do get a little bit of a long weekend, do you like to get the family together?
If I can round them all up. By the Christmas, they all came to me, but the children said, we want to spend Christmas at your place. So I had both my children and their partners, and between them they have five children. So I had the kids, their partners, and five grandchildren, and we had a fantastic Christmas feast, and they stayed the night. I got four camp beds for the little ones because, I had beds, but I didn't have enough for all of them, and it's no point in saying to two of them you go to sleep in camp beds because the other two will want them as well. So I did a bulk buy on camp beds, and so now I'm equipped. Lots of people could come and say, I'll just roll out the camp bed.
And now that you're sort of, you've got children and children's children to look after, are you the kind of person, because I was terrible at this, but reading bedtime stories, are you someone who likes to read stories to the kids?
Yeah, and when I'm looking after the grandchildren, or if I'm staying the night with one of them, because my son lives in Canberra, yeah, I'm always relegated to reading the stories. And the kids then, they say to me, one more story, please, one more story. So I read them all. I do voices, I do the full bit.
That's fantastic. Ita Buttrose used to read me bedtime stories.
I'm just their grandmother. I'm nobody in particular.
Well, the thing is, you are someone in particular because you are Australian of the Year. As you said, you're always busy telling people about Alzheimer's and macular degeneration and now, of course, radio for the print handicap. We must get you at some stage to come into the Glebe studios and pre-record or do something live, read a little bit of maybe a classic bit of one of your magazines that you've edited over the years, or maybe even one of the stories that you wrote in the early days.
Maybe, whatever. Maybe something out of one of my books. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And also, before we say goodbye, your, Paper Giants, and I was sitting there glued to Paper Giants, and I loved Asha Keddie's portrayal of you, and I've spoken to her about it as well, and I think she was pretty happy with the job that she did playing you.
She did a great job. She certainly studied me and observed me very closely. She had all my mannerisms and the way I walk and my gestures. She's a very professional girl.
Yeah, and she's a great little actress too.
Mm.
Someone like you that's not only had Asha Keddie playing you in a miniseries, but now also a lot of people would or would not have heard the song Ita. I think it was by a semi-well-known rock and roll skiffle band by the name of Midnight Oil.
Cold Chisel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry about it. I said that on purpose just in case Jimmy Barnes is in the neighbourhood. Yes, of course, Ita by that well-known rock and roll skiffle group Cold Chisel. What did that feel like? Was it an honour being sung
fantastic.
About?
Yeah. Fantastic. I had no idea the boys were doing it. None at all. It just came out. It just blew me away. My kids thought it was the best thing I ever did in my whole life. Everything else in my life paled into insignificance. Jimmy and Cold Chisel singing a song about their mother.
I know.
God, that was it.
Now, listen, I should say thank you so much for joining us for our 30th birthday celebration, Ita, and I just wish you a fantastic 2013, and I hope you would wish everyone here, all the volunteers at the radio station who do this free of charge, I would hope you would wish them a happy 30th birthday.
I do. I wish everyone connected with the station a very, very happy birthday. I congratulate them on this significant 30th anniversary, and I congratulate the listeners for having the wonderful good taste for listening to you all. Happy birthday!